While the Music Plays by Diane Austell. For My Husband. Chapter 1. Sometime in the night, Laura Chandler dreamed of her dead husband. He came toward her down a long flight of stairs, his face forbidding as it had never been in life, his arm raised in a gesture of command. She said his name twice, Robert, Robert, and found herself running down a narrow corridor filled with moving shadows. Beside her ran Joseph, the family's dignified butler, explaining that now he was a senator, he intended to vote for disunion. The breach can never be healed, he said, never healed. And looking into his calm black face, she knew it was true. They came to a sunny meadow, and Joseph became Robert, leading her along a path of bright flowers, comforting and reassuring her, as he had always done. And then she was awake. Meadow, flowers, sunshine, comfort, gone. Everything Robert said instantly wiped out. But the emotion was still there. She pressed the edge of the sheet against her eyes and sat up. She hadn't dreamed of him or cried over him in more than a year. And it wasn't going to start again now. Thin light was beginning to filter in, touching her bed, the bright rugs on the polished floor, the wide windows overlooking the garden. It was the bedroom of her childhood and the house her grandfather built, very different from the impressive bedroom she had shared with Robert for 9 years in Washington. The entire house had been impressive, the kind a senator needed, but comfortable and homelike.